It's absolutely not too late. What we encourage them to do is to go to our website and to other sources to be sure they know exactly when their state deadline is. But many of the state's deadlines have not yet passed. We want people to know that there is still time to vote, and we strongly encourage them to register and get their ballots in.
What's required of them?
Each state has their own requirements in terms of what you have to do to register and get your ballot. What we do in the Department of Defense is make sure that the information is available to the service member, whether they're here in the United States or whether they're deployed overseas or whether they're on a ship in the middle of the ocean. And we have a whole variety of ways of getting that information to them. We have a website and a call center that's run by our Federal Voting Assistance Program. We have folks at each military installation who can be a source of information. We have folks inside each individual unit, sort of peers, who are disseminating information. And then, of course, there's the whole range of state and local information that they can access in the state in which they intend to vote.
What's your best advice to those folks who have not registered yet in terms of time?
Time is of the essence. Sooner is better than later. We encourage them to get online today or call our 800 number and get the information today about what their state requires. But in a worst-case scenario where they do not receive their ballot in time, there is a write-in ballot option that they can get more information from, again, from our website or from the state in which they choose to vote.
Have you gotten complaints, though, that led to the implementation and perhaps the improvement in this system from service members about not being able to vote?
This is my first election going through this in this position. We can certainly get you some additional information about specifics from the past, but we do these surveys and this search for information every single time, and I know that we have taken a lot of feedback into account in terms of getting better. Also, when we find out about things, we found out about a few localities, not entire states, but parts of states where they didn't make the deadline for sending out their absentee ballots. In that case, we proactively go out to our service members who vote in those jurisdictions to make sure they have current information and know what to do from there. And we also work with the Department of Justice, which has responsibility for enforcement actions where the states or localities failed to comply with the law.